Hello and welcome to Talk Chinesey, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan, and I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to learn how to say umbrella. We are joined by Josh, the drummer from Transition. Hi, Josh.
Hi, Xiaolan. 你好。
你好。Today, we are going to talk about umbrella, which is a very important object.
Absolutely.
The way to say umbrella is 伞。
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 Very easy, only one word. 伞。
伞。
伞 is a third tone, so you need to go down and up. When you say it, you need to make a lot of effort. Just concentrate on your core and say 伞。
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 So, when you are in Asia, every single lady, everywhere you go to in Asia, from Japan to Korea to Beijing, Shanghai, Taiwan, even Thailand, every single lady would carry an umbrella in her handbag. Why is that? Is the weather so bad?
I've noticed that as well, and often very stylish little umbrellas that fold up quite small.
With a Hello Kitty?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I had a couple of Hello Kitty umbrellas. Okay. They carry the umbrella, the 伞, every day. And it's as important as their lipsticks. They carry the umbrellas and they use it when it's raining, also when it's sunshiny.
So it's kind of like a heat protection as well as a rain protection.
Yes, and in one way it's a heat protection, and another way it's actually protect them from the UV lights. And I remember I read some ladies' magazines, the glossy magazines, and the dermatologists would suggest everyone, including ladies and gentlemen, should carry an umbrella during a sunshiny day to prevent their skin from aging.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yes.
So it's kind of a beauty tactic.
It's a beauty tip from dermatologists. And of course, in Asia, there's also another myth that ladies should have whiter skin, which is very opposite from when you are in Europe or America. People go to the beach and they have the sun tan, and sometimes they even have the fake tan because they want to show they've been on holiday.
It's really funny. That was something I find hilarious, is seeing that in some Western countries, the companies producing the skin products will produce these kind of help you have a tan,
yes,
ones, whereas in Asia, the same company is selling whitening products.
That's right. So, 伞 is a general term to describe the umbrella. And some companies, they even produce umbrellas you use when it's raining or you use for the sun. And I remember when I went to the department store, there are two different sections on the shelf. One is the umbrellas for the rain. The other one is umbrella with a UV protection.
Wow. Okay.
And that's for the sun. So that's differentiated the two then. To have the umbrella we buy normally for the rain, waterproof, that's 雨伞.
雨伞.
雨伞, 雨 means rain. So raining umbrella, that's the umbrella you use during the rain.
Yep, that makes sense.
雨. 雨 is third tone.
雨.
雨伞. And both 雨 and 伞 are third tone. When you put them together and when you speak together, choose different words, that's very difficult when both are third tones. So you tend to make the first word much lighter. 雨伞.
雨伞.
To say the umbrella only use for during the sun because there's UV protection, you say 阳伞.
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 Yang means masculine, and it means the sun. If you look at the Greek etymology, the sun god, is that Apollo?
You know what? I think your Greek etymology is much better than mine. I've forgotten.
Okay. The sun god is a male, and that represents masculine.
Okay.
And so the sun, sun umbrella, it's the umbrella you use when it's sunshiny.
Ah, but it tends to be women that use it more than men.
That's right. And of course, nowadays, you can mix with both, but then people tend to say 雨伞 because it's just a convention. You know, in Taiwan or China, in Asia, you never, ever give people an umbrella as a present.
Really? Why not?
There are many things you shouldn't give to people. Umbrella is one of them, because san, that's the same sound as breaking up.
Oh, dear.
So when you give someone an umbrella, that means I'm really breaking up with you. Next time, if you want to be really subtle, to break up with someone, with your friend, girlfriend, whoever, you don't want to be in touch anymore, just give them an umbrella.
Wow. When I go back to the UK, I better not give my wife an umbrella and say, English weather is really bad. It rains all the time. Here, have an umbrella. She might get upset.
Yeah, let me give you a tip. Once I was in New York and I had a meeting, and after the meeting, it was raining outside. I wanted an umbrella from, actually, that was my publisher, HarperCollins. And I said, does someone have an umbrella I can use? And of course, I have to come back to London. I'm not going to give them back the umbrella. So I can't say, I'm going to borrow an umbrella. So I said, okay, I'm going to buy an umbrella from you. I gave them $1.
Wow.
And I bought an umbrella. Because if they give me the umbrella for free, then that means we're breaking up. So I just did that to show them a little bit of a culture story. And everybody remember that. Okay, next time go to China, don't just give the umbrella as the present, because they wouldn't like it. Or maybe they would. It depends on what they think about you. Oh, yeah. Great. I'm not going to see you again.
Goodbye forever.
Yeah, goodbye. Good riddance. Yeah, why not? And in Asia, there's quite a common practice for the assistants to hold umbrellas for the bosses. And it shows, first, it's a social hierarchy at work. But at the same time, I think she's been very practical, because you were doing documentary. And if you get all hot and sweaty, then that will mess up your face and your makeup. So it's very practical protection, not to get a makeup artist to have more work. Right. So today we talk about umbrella. Umbrella is san.
San.
To say the umbrella used for the raining day, 雨伞.
雨伞.
阳伞 is the umbrella you use when it's sunshiny.
阳伞.
阳伞. Okay. Thank you very much, Josh. And thanks for listening to Talk Chinese, where we teach you one useful phrase of Chinese every day. We hope you enjoy this episode. We learned how to say umbrella. 伞.
伞.
Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见.
再见.